Between now and April 2021, New York communities are being asked to reinvent their police departments under a directive issued by Governor Andrew Cuomo. Public officials in Schenectady offered their thoughts on the policy. After weeks of protests nationwide against police brutality, Governor Cuomo and the Democrat-led New York State Legislature passed the Say Their Name agenda, which allows for greater transparency of police personnel records, bans chokeholds by police, prohibits false race-based 911 calls, and codifies an existing executive order to give the state attorney general authority to investigate fatal police encounters. Speaking on WAMC on June 15th, Governor Cuomo said he wouldn't tell communities what their police should look like.
But you have to come up with a redesign plan with everybody at the table. You have to pass it through a legislative, so it's not a dictatorial exercise, and it has to be done in 9 months.
Communities that do not comply risk losing state funding. Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy recently announced an executive order that would ban police use of chokeholds and knee-to-neck holds, requires officers to intercede and report all uses of force, and mandates training requirements for de-escalation, implicit bias, and systemic racism. McCarthy has said the order underlines practices already used by the Schenectady Police Department. During a press conference Wednesday, WAMC asked McCarthy about the governor's calls to reimagine the police.
The recent events have created a greater focus on it, but Schenectady has been part of that on an ongoing basis in terms of community policing outreach and just trying to do innovative things that better leverage public safety dollars and get greater buy-in from the community so that they respect police officers, that they respect firefighters, they respect public employees in the services that are delivered by this city.
Police Chief Eric Clifford said he's having conversations that relate to every aspect of the governor's directive.
From training, from policy reviews, and then conversation with community members. We've been out there meeting with the community members, and we're looking forward to assembling a group, as the governor directed, of community members, stakeholders, that can give us feedback on what they would like to see.
The city says the Schenectady Police Department collects and analyzes use of force data daily. Clifford said restrictions caused by the coronavirus pandemic have made it difficult to schedule an in-person police community meeting. That sentiment was echoed by Karen Zalewski-Wildzunis, a member of the all-Democratic Schenectady City Council.
You know, once we kind of get everything squared away with this pandemic, we'll start having some more in-person meetings, and we'll see what can come of it. But I'm very supportive of Chief Clifford and what he's been doing so far.
Councilor Marion Porterfield looks forward to more dialogue about how to improve policing in a city with a troubled past.
There's some basic intimidation, frankly, that people feel, but I think that we can together work and change that, because all of us want the same thing. We want a safe community. We want the police to be there to protect and to serve. And, you know, we just want, people not to be afraid so that when the police are called, that it's a negative outcome. So we will be working together to make sure that that happens. And there's, as I'm sure you know, many, many groups that have a voice at the table. So all of those voices need to come together and come up with a plan that really works for our city.
Like other Capital Region communities, Schenectady has an independent civilian police review board. The board may report to the city council or mayor, but does not have subpoena power, nor is it allowed to participate in internal investigations. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.